tomorrow's European leaders. A podcast about international youth work presented by the German-Baltic Youth Exchange Network.
Hello and welcome to another enlightening episode of Empowering Tomorrow's European Leaders. I'm Max, your host, and today our journey takes us to Estonia, or to be more specific, into the dynamic realm of youth empowerment and entrepreneurship in Estonia. We have a distinguished guest with us, Maria Palk, from the organization Junior Achievement Estonia, or short JAESTI. Before we unravel Maria's insights, let's set the stage by exploring the vision that propels Junior Achievement Estonia forward. At its core, JAESTI envisions contributing to the development of an entrepreneurial Estonia. They commit to fostering innovation, ambition, and economic growth among the youth in the region. The mission of JAESTI is the development of entrepreneurship in young minds, offering support for business-oriented choices and shaping economic thinking among the upcoming generation. What makes JAESTI even more impactful is its global network affiliation, being part of JA Europe and JA Worldwide, operating in around 120 countries. Let's zoom out for a moment to appreciate the expansive impact of Junior Achievement on a global scale. JA stands as one of the world's largest and most impactful youth-serving NGOs, delivering immersive learning experiences in entrepreneurship, work readiness, and financial health. With over 15 million student experiences each year across more than 100 countries, JA is a force for change, building a brighter future for the next generation. And with that, let's take a look to JAESTI. The country office exists for over 30 years, and today we have Maria Palk joining our podcast. Maria is the organization's marketing manager and head of the organization's alumni program. Maria, thank you for joining our podcast today. As a first question, what inspired you to dedicate your time and efforts to Junior Achievement, and how has your personal connection shaped your role within the organization?
So in Estonia, everyone who is going to high school can take part in student company program. And I am from a smaller city in Estonia, it's called Haapsalu. And in my high school, we also had a program. And me and a few of my classmates, we made a student company and run a company for a year then. And I really liked the program. And I really liked that we had a chance to study it or learn everything about entrepreneurship in such a young age. So I wanted to give back for this opportunity. And in it turned out I'm not the only one who wants to do that, because in Estonia we have alumni organization, Junior Achievement Alumni, which works already for 20 years. It's made by people who have done their student company program, and after that they want to give their knowledge to the next ones. So basically what we are doing, we are giving courses in schools and helping JA to make their programs better, volunteering at their events, everything like that. So that's why in the end I joined JA team as well, because I really like the mission of the student company things and entrepreneurship studies.
So that were already quite some insights into Junior Achievement JAESTI, but in general, for our hearers, can you provide an overview of Junior Achievement and its mission, particularly in the context of Estonia?
Yeah, actually, our vision is to support development of entrepreneurial Estonia, the easiest way to say it. The main thing we are doing, we are managing student company program in Estonia. It's mostly for high school students, but we also have different entrepreneurship lessons for everyone in school from 1st to 12th grade in Estonia. So that's what we are doing mostly. And we are also preparing economic and business student teachers to give the courses by themselves. and preparing some materials for the schools.
That already sounds very versatile. But when we look back, how did Junior Achievement establish their presence in Estonia?
So actually, the program came from US, and it's been in Estonia for 32 years now. So two people get it up from somewhere, and then they started it slowly. Actually, one of the person who started the organization is still in the organization and still working and making it better every year. So they saw the value of it at first, and then they bring it to the Estonia from US.
Can you shed some light on the organizational structure and the team behind JAESD?
Yeah, sure. Well, before that, I would say that Junior Achievement is actually a worldwide organization. In Europe, it's mostly basically in every country in Europe also. So, and every country has their own team. So JAESD has at the moment 9 members in there, and the CEO, and then a lot of managers there. For example, I am marketing manager. Then we have program manager who is making the student company program better every year and managing everything about it. Then we have people who registrates the companies, because nowadays we have about 500 student companies who is coming in for a year. So there needs to be a lot of registration. And then we have financial manager and event manager and all that kind of people there. But we are mostly doing different things. For example, even if I'm marketing manager, I'm also giving courses at school. I can be registering sometimes, doing the financials. So it's really about the non-profit organization where everyone is doing everything.
And how is JA's workflow? So is there any contact with Junior Achievement in Europe, other country offices in Europe, or JA worldwide?
Yeah, well, we have a saying in our office that with every person who joins the team, there are also a lot of work coming in also. So it doesn't make it easier. But we of course working closely together with JA Europe. We have calls monthly, but I still think that every country is working for their own. We can do some partnerships together with different countries, but most of the work are done in Estonia for Estonia.
And when we come to Estonia, what are some key milestones or achievement of Junior Achievement Estonia that you are particularly proud of?
Well, last week on Thursday, we registered our 6,000th student company. So in 30 years, we have had now 6,000 different student companies, which is pretty big milestone for us. Because in one student company is working for a whole school year, and there is mostly about 3 to 5 people in there working in a company. So 6,000 is pretty big number for us.
Yeah, that sounds impressive. And do you also collaborate with other organizations or entities in Estonia?
Yeah, sure. We are doing different projects all around Estonia with different partners. For example, last month, a new movie for primary school students came out. It's about prototyping and doing different, how to do business wrong, basically. And after that, we organized a program for students with another Estonian well-known organization who is doing workshops mostly for primary school students. Mm.
So when we come to the programs and initiatives, we already heard quite a lot about it, but just so that we can get a better understanding and imagination of the program. So can you name a specific program and how it works within the JAESD?
Well, the most known, as I said before, is Student Company Program. It's a program where 3 to 5 students come together for a year, and they're making like an actual company, but it's risk-free. So they're coming up with the business idea, they're making the prototype, then they start to produce the actual product. They start selling it, doing the finances, doing the marketing for it. They are selling it online, on site. We have some really big trade shows at super malls a few times a year where they can sell their product. Some of the student companies are building their own web shop so people can buy the product. And in the end of the year, they are making a report and closing the student company. And after that, we have really big competition in Estonia where the best of the best student companies can compete with each other. And after that, the best Estonian student company of the year goes to European competition. And there is 40 countries competing with each other there.
Wow, so that sounds like a big organizational effort that you put into it. Can you name some examples of student companies?
Sure. This year we had an incredible student company called Millspray. Three guys from Võru High School. It's a small city in Estonia. They made a camouflage spray for defense, for the fencing, basically. The camouflage sprays are used in military. They can spray the colors in their face so they would not be seen in the forest. And they were, I don't know, it was another level what they did. They didn't do a lot of marketing on social media, which actually usually student companies does it a lot. But what they did, they went straight to the defense ministry and showed their product, the dem. And in the end of the year, Ukrainian military defense bought 8,000 bottles of the spray from them. So they made 60,000 euros out from there.
Wow.
Yeah. Usually the student companies earn about 400 euros to a few thousand a year, but they made, like, the profit was about 30,000 to them. So, and they were also the best student company of the year in Estonia. So they went to the European competition, which took place in Turkey in the summer, and they competed there.
Wow, that sounds impressive indeed. When we speak about youth companies, you said they don't have any risk or financial risk, at least when it comes to the companies. So is your organization then taking the risk? And if the company makes minus, you're paying that for them? Or how does this work out?
We have different deals with different departments in Estonia. They still have risk. For example, if they're putting in, every member of the student company is putting in 50 euros, there still is the risk that they can take the 50 euros back in the end. But mostly they can still get the money back, but that's the highest risk for them. We have been on the market for such a long that we have different deals with different organizations in Estonia that student companies can do a lot of things what real companies couldn't.
But let's say a student company makes 5,000 euros in loss, so they have debt of 5,000 euros. Will Junior Achievement or JASD pay that?
It doesn't work like that. The minuses can't be that big, because what the main difference between student company and real company is that student companies are not paying the taxes. They don't have any taxes. So that makes it a lot easier. And a usual company, a student company, puts in about 100 euros at the beginning so they can start producing. Then they sell a bit, get some money, invest it back in and produce some more. So there is not a chance to get 5,000 euros minuses.
Okay. And in the other direction, like the company you mentioned with the camouflage spray, so they made some plus. Can they keep it for themselves, or do they have to give a share to JASD? Or
no, everything what student companies make, they can keep it from themselves. But we still have some rules. For example, the Millspray company, they needed to do an actual company before getting the money out, because as a student company, the maximum amount of money you can have in a company is 21,000. After that, you need to registering your own company because it's out of our limits.
So the student companies stop after 1 year, right?
Yeah, one school year.
Mm-hmm. So can they keep the company running independently after that, or is it like a strict rule that they have to close the company down after 1 year?
As a student company, they need to close it. But if they're doing it in high school, they're mostly about 17 to 18 years old. If they have really great idea and they really want to work with their team, they can still go on as a real company. After that, they just have the taxes also and some other real stuff the company has.
Besides the marketing management you're doing at JAESD, you're also head of the alumni program.
Yeah.
So what I would be interested in is, what does the youngsters tell you? How did the participation in the project help them with their personal and professional development?
It's different. For example, a guy who won Estonian competition in 2013, and they did some kind of science tricks. He told me that he wanted to be a footballer at first, and then he did a student company, and after that he wanted to be an entrepreneur. And now he has a really successful startup in Estonia and he's running it, so it was life-changing experience for him.
Yeah, that sounds like a change of heart indeed. In general, what are your goals with the school companies and when it comes to fostering entrepreneurship and the leadership skills among the youth?
We want to develop youth entrepreneurship in Estonia. That's our main goal. And also to support business orientated choices in the future for students, and to shape economic thinking in Estonia, basically. So more people would know more about finances, how to finance themselves, for example, or how to work with money, for example.
So would you say you support the schools in the matter of educational aspects when it comes to economical thinking and company-oriented mindset?
Yeah, the main thing we're doing for schools, we are preparing them a material they can use in school. We have some different books we have given out already, so schools are using them. And some other materials for doing different programs in schools.
When it comes to the topic of the student companies, can the pupils just choose independently what the company should be about? Or do you make like suggestions with topics, for example, companies that try to fight climate change or try to put innovation in that topic into focus, or maybe other topics like gender equality, for example? Do you engage with that, or are the students just independently?
Till now we haven't done it, so they can choose whatever they want to. We can give them some input with the different hackathons we are making in Estonia. So what JA Estonia does, we are also organizing some different hackathons, which are 48-hour events where different students all around Estonia can come together and professionals, we are giving out workshops about different things. For example, business idea generation, a real startup is coming in to give the course. Then about pitching, how to pitch their idea. Again, a pitching coach comes in to do it. So if we want to do, that's the main thing we are doing. But mostly we are not saying what to do and or how to do it. They can do it by themselves.
Okay. And when we come to your organization in general, what are some current challenges or obstacles that JASD is facing in its mission, and how are you addressing them?
I think it's as in every non-profit organization, the money part, how to get the money in, because JA programs all around Europe are mostly not covered by or helped out by government. So most of our money comes from different companies in Estonia. So at the moment, we are facing some problems with the budget for the next years. So that's the main thing we have at the moment.
Yeah, I think the financial aspect is a pressing issue for all NGOs. So can you share a strategy on how to address financial fundings?
Yeah, actually, we have been on the market for more than 30 years now. So some of the students we have gave a chance to make a student company. They're now grown-ups, owning their own business, running big businesses, running big startups. So a lot of help comes from them also. So they also want to give back. They see the value of this program and they're giving back. So that's what we are doing when we're really, really in a need for help. So we started calling to the alumni we have and share some ideas.
And beyond your organization, so when it comes to challenges within the youth work in the context of Estonia, are there some challenges that you can address as an organization?
Yeah, well, in Estonia, there are also a lot of Ukrainian students. And there are a lot of projects written for Ukrainian students, and we're also part of the projects. And it's really hard to get the students from Ukraine here or to do something for them because they have had the terrible thing happening in there. And of course, they're damaged somehow. They don't want to do the things because they were forced to come here. They didn't want to come to Estonia, but it was the life what happened. And now to involve them and do something for them, it's really hard because they're not so motivated. And we can totally understand it. It's really hard time for them. But we have still some projects which are waiting for the students. So we're working as hard as we can to get the students in. Because afterwards, they're usually saying that they really liked the things they learned.
Yeah, but that's a good example of the current challenges and crisis we face all across Europe that also affect our NGO work, even if it's only on a national level. So I would be interested in this political, economic, educational landscape is changing so quickly. And I was thinking about how an organization like Juno Achievement is staying on top of the tide with all of these rapid changes taking place. So how do you ensure to stay up to date?
That's a great question. So I think we just keep doing what we are doing already. And as long as no one is forcing us to change something, we keep it doing as we have done it for years. And of course, we still include some stuff. For example, something is changing in economics. We're also trying to change something in our own program. For example, the whole sustainability thing. We have changed most of our programs, events, to make them more sustainable.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. So when we keep looking forward, what are some future plans or initiatives of JA Estia that you can share with us?
So I think at the moment, 500 student companies per year are taking part of our programs. So in the future, we can imagine that the number will be higher, even higher than it is at the moment. More schools are using our programs. For example, in last school year, I have the numbers written down here, 210 schools took a part of our different programs, to 12th grade. And it includes about 14,000 students from different schools in a year. So if possible, we want to make the numbers higher and to go a bit out of the capital of the big cities to the smaller places all around Estonia, the countryside, to give the chance to study to them as well.
So in closing, as a last question, what message would you like to leave the podcast audience in regard to the importance of youth empowerment and education?
So if you're out of the student company age already, and if you see, for example, in the super mall or somewhere around in social media, some student companies who are working, because they're also student companies are also existing in Germany, for example, go and talk to them. If you don't want to buy anything, it's also necessary for them to have the talk so they can really learn to discuss with the customers. And as much, I think the proudest thing I have seen, a really known entrepreneur in Estonia a few weeks ago posted that he was on a trade show with his daughter. He's running a real company, and his daughter is having a student company, and they were at the big trade show in Estonia, like next to each other, and he made a LinkedIn post about it. And it's really, really great choice to embrace them, I would say. It's really good to see that they see that it's not like a plain company, but it's real thing the students are creating and the real value they have in the program. So,
okay. Thank you very much, Maria.
Thank you.
And that brings us to the end of another inspiring episode of Empowering Tomorrow's European Leaders. A heartfelt thank you to our special guest Maria Palk from Junior Achievement Estonia for sharing her valuable insights and experiences with us today. As we wrap up, it's clear that Junior Achievement Estonia is not just shaping the future of young minds, but is also contributing significantly to the broader vision of building an entrepreneurial Estonia. Maria's passion and dedication underscore the transformative impact the organizations like Junior Achievement can have on communities, fostering innovation and empowering the leaders of tomorrow. We encourage our listeners to connect with Junior Achievement Estonia or your local country office, explore their initiatives, and consider how they too can play a role in nurturing the next generation of innovators and entrepreneurs. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Your feedback helps us to continue bringing you meaningful conversations that inspire positive change. Stay tuned for more episodes of Empowering Tomorrow's European Leaders, where we continue to explore stories that shape the future. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, keep empowering, keep inspiring, and keep building a brighter future. Empowering Tomorrow's European Leaders is a podcast by the German-Baltic Youth Exchange Network in collaboration with the German-Baltic Future Forum. Moderation, content direction, research production and sound design, Max Schmidt. Executive producer, Lara Löser.